This is JIS News. Coming up, BOJ governor calls for increase in private sector investments. 1 week to income tax March 15 filing deadline, and a child development agency hosts National Exiting Care Expo. The news in detail after the break.
Government pensioners, as the Accountant General's Department seeks to modernize its processes to serve you better, be advised that as of January 31, 2016, only the barcoded life certificates will be accepted. The department will continue to mail out the barcode life certificates. However, they are available on our website at treasury.gov.jm. You may request one by email, or you may collect a life certificate from the office. For more information on the new barcoded life certificate, contact the AGD at 1-888-891-3005 or 922-832-027. The Accountant General's Department. Touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. Governor of the Bank of Jamaica, BOJ, Brian Winter, says microeconomic stability has been supported by 10 successfully completed reviews of the economic reform program. This under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Mr. Winter says the quantitative performance criteria and structural benchmarks for the review quarter have been achieved.
The 11th review will now be combined with the 12th review in May. Between now and then, we are going to be engaged in a period of intense policy dialogue with the IMF as the plans and programs of the new government are developed in the context of the objectives of the Extended Fund Facility Agreement.
Mr. Winter says the BOJ has maintained an accommodative monetary strategy and a supportive fiscal policy. He also points out that a further boost to credit expansion has come from the recent bond payout. Meanwhile, BOJ Governor Brian Winter says focus must be placed on increasing investments in order for the country to achieve higher rates of sustainable growth. Mr. Winter says these investments should predominantly come from the private sector and must include both domestic and foreign direct investors.
So the thing we should be focusing on if we want to see growth is the investment. This is the capital investment, the equipment, the investment in training, in know-how, and applying it in projects using Jamaican resources that is either for the domestic market, the import substitution, or it's for export markets, and that's for products and for services.
The BOJ governor was speaking at the bank's quarterly press briefing Monday. Tax Administration Jamaica, TAJ, is reminding all self-employed persons, partnerships, and small business operators that all annual income tax returns for 2015 and estimated income for 2016 must be filed by March 15. The TAJ has increased its support to hundreds of small business operators and self-employed individuals through its Special Taxpayer Assistance Program, STAP, where persons can access free support in filing their returns. Communications Officer at the TAJ, Leighton Beckles, says the classes will provide guidance to all persons who are not familiar with the process and introduce them to the online system.
We've also been helping them to register to use the online system, which makes the process of filing so much easier during this tax season. So helping persons to file those returns and getting them registered to file online allows persons to do it in comfort and convenience.
Failure to file tax returns on or before the income tax deadline of March 15 will result in compliance action being taken, which includes a $5,000 monthly penalty, which may be charged for each month the return is late. Interest may also be applied to outstanding amounts owed. And the Child Development Agency, CDA, will host the second staging of its National Exiting Care Expo on Wednesday, March 9, at the Jamaica Conference Center in downtown Kingston, starting at 9 a.m., Over 800 children in state care between the ages of 16 and 18 years are expected to be in attendance. Director for Children and Family Programs at the CDA, Audrey Budai, says the event is aimed at exposing the youngsters to potential opportunities and helping them to get the necessary credentials needed to start life on their own.
We think that it will provide a forum for them to interact with mentors, be exposed to career and learning possibilities, participate in job skills training, and will provide networking opportunities with the business sector and academia. We want to create a clear path for them to step into the future fully prepared.
The expo, to be held under the theme Waves of Change, Oceans of Opportunities, is an expansion of the CDA's smaller scale Exodus program, originally launched to facilitate the transition of children at the parish level. That was JIS News. I'm Peter Gay Hodges.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.